Early cancer cells experience a great deal of pressure as they grow in restricted space. One would expect this to impede growth, but apparently some cancer cells benefit from this. The research team at Adelaide University found that breast cancer cells use this pressure to multiply rapidly and move away from the primary tumour. To gain a better understanding of the potential therapeutic benefits and what these mechanical processes mean, The Wire's Sean Dorado spoke to Dr. Sarah Boyle, co-lead author of the study, and asked her about the findings of her research.
So what we were interested in was how cancers in their very early stages that are growing in small restricted spaces, for example, in the ducts of the mammary gland, how they respond to the different pressures that they're under and what gets changed within the cells that may either cause them to grow larger and become more aggressive or may actually inhibit their growth. But what I found most striking with this study is that these cancer cells actually develop what we call a mechanical memory. So even when the compression was relieved, they seem to actually remember being under this stimulus, and they remain aggressive even weeks later. But even once they've broken out of that space, they still remember that.
And could you simplify mechanical forces and pressures when we're talking about things at a cellular level?
Mm-hmm. So if you can imagine a cancer growing within a small, tight space, of all, it's only got a limited space to grow in. So it's getting a compressive pressure from the outside, from whatever wall it's constricted by, be that mammary duct or, for example, in the intestine. It's only a small space. But it also has pressure from cells within the middle of the tumour that are pushing out and wanting to expand and multiply and get out. So it's getting this compressive pressure from all facets. Breast cancers and other what we call solid cancers, that is to say not blood cancers, are subjected to other kinds of pressures. For example, we also have stretching pressures that are, for example, when a cancer cell is pulling on another cancer cell. And so as a cancer cell is subjected to many different pressures and it has to learn to adapt and to survive, and in some cases it actually makes the cancer cells more aggressive and they are better suited to colonising a second organ. For example, in breast cancer, often cells will travel to the lymph nodes or to the lungs, and then they have to adapt to a whole other set of pressures.
How do you feel this could influence the approach to treatment in the future?
Yeah, so one important thing that's sort of come out of this is really understanding that a lot of the research that is done is on cancer cells that are taken out of the body or taken out of models and doesn't take into account all these different pressures that cancer cells are subjected to. And so finding ways in which we can model that and understand how that can actually drive cancer is important to understanding the biology of cancer. And through that, we can then be able to develop and design new therapies that target those different signaling pathways. And I think where this research is also important is that we have identified that cancer cells actually hijack a specific touch receptor on their surface of the cancer cell. And this is present in almost all cells within the body. It's important for everyday life, how we perceive touch and sensation. We identified that patients that have high levels of this touch receptor are at the early stages of breast cancer, may be more likely to go on to develop more aggressive breast cancers, or potentially they might have metastatic breast cancer, so that's a breast cancer that can spread, or they might relapse in the future. And so if we identify patients that have high levels of that receptor, we can potentially monitor them more closely in the event that their cancer progresses or comes back.
Dr. Sarah Boyle talking to The Wire's Sean Dorado.